rock artist Carrie McFerrin has a unique vocal style that might remind you of old country singers like Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. But instead of imitating those artists, McFerrin says she found her voice a different way, through Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of the Irish rock group The Cranberries.
I would sit in my room and just try to make my voice crack and try to make it crack because I wanted to sing just like her with her little Celtic sound. And I eventually did figure out how to get it to crack, but instead of being Celtic, it ended up a little country.
McFerrin will start the release tour for her new album, The Wolves, this weekend. This is McFerrin's first solo album after breaking away from the Lindsey Rakers Band, an indie group out of Atlanta, Georgia. McFerrin says leaving the band was a tough decision. Solo artists are less likely to get gigs and often aren't taken seriously in the music business. McFerrin says a lot of the tracks on The Wolves are about trying to find herself as a solo musician. Like the song Liquid Nitrogen.
You're liquid nitrogen. I won't move till you say when.
My first musical endeavor in Atlanta when I moved there before the Lindsey Rakers Band was a group called Cousins, and I was like co-leader of that group, which I found that setup doesn't always work very well when you've got, you know, people who want different things that are in charge.
And it's left me free.
So the first verse actually talks about I finally learned to sing in a key besides E. That happens to be the first letter of the person's name who was co-leader of the group. So it's a song about finding myself and actually brings me to where I am today.
McFerrin says songwriting is a lot like venting for her. She calls the music on the album bittersweet life experiences set to song.
It's not fair to you that I can't be as in love with you as you are with me. When a Gun Goes Off is the most deep song on the album. It is about a suicide. That happened to someone in my family, their significant other. They broke up, they were engaged, they broke up, and he killed himself over it. So it's a song, it word for word is how it actually happened. Each verse, it tells a little bit more of the story.
I got your call on my answering machine.
I had to get those emotions out of me. I had been holding on to it for about 5 years, and that song, I mean, one bottle of wine and a night alone at home, and that song just came out like in 10 minutes. It was one of the most quick songs I had ever written.
Say your goodbye to your broken heart.
I tend to admire people that sing each song, you know, with feeling. So I try to do that because, you know, the songs, they're just flat without any feeling behind it. But in order to do that, I do feel like I'm kind of reliving these experiences that maybe normal people would rather put to bed and put to rest. So I'm kind of stirring things up inside of me every time I'm performing. And I do feel a little emotionally exhausted at the end of a show.
Information about Carrie McFerrin's new album, The Wolves, and her tour dates can be found through links at WMUK.org.
But I don't have a clue what's been going on, keeps me from loving you, but I